Reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows. Oh, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life.
The Anzac Requiem. On the morning of the 25th of April 1915, Australian and New Zealand troops landed under fire in Gallipoli. It was then and in the battles which followed that the Anzac tradition was formed. On this day, above all days, remember all those who served our nation in times of war. Remember with pride their courage, their compassion, and their comradeship. We remember what they accomplished for Australia, and indeed for the freedom of mankind. We honour those who died or were disabled in the tragedy of war. They adorn our nation's history. We remember those who fell amidst the valleys and ridges of Gallipoli, on the terraced hills of Palestine, in France and Belgium, on the sands of North African desert, amidst the mountains and olive groves of Greece and Syria, in the skies of Europe, in Singapore, in the jungles of Malaysia, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and the Pacific Islands, in Korea and in Vietnam, in later conflicts and in peacekeeping, in the skies and seas in many parts of the world, and on our own soil and in our own sea lanes. We remember those who suffered as prisoners of war and those who died in captivity. We remember friends and allies, especially those who fought alongside us on that first day on Gallipoli in 1915. Our service men and women have left us a splendid heritage. May we and our successors prove worthy of their sacrifice.
During our 2 weeks in France, we had the opportunity to visit several memorials that commemorated the lives lost during both the First and Second World War. In every cemetery, the graves of Australian soldiers can be found as Anzac fighters were present in many important battles that took place in France during World War I. Many of these graves were found in the Australian National Memorial in the city of Villiers-Bretonneux, about a 2 hours drive from where we were staying in Rouen. The large tower that overlooked the countryside that was once a battlefield still had gashes from gunshots fired in the Second World War. We were also lucky enough to have a tour around the American War Memorial near Omaha Beach on an appropriately cold and rainy day. As we stood in a small chapel in the center of the complex, our guide told us about a few stories of the servicemen and women that were buried there. The most memorable were of the four women buried in this memorial. One was a donut dolly who worked to boost the morale of soldiers that eventually landed on Omaha Beach. The other three were African-American poor postal workers who were killed when their car was bombed and were buried in this memorial in recognition of their dedication. The common takeaway I got from visiting these sites was a sense of the tremendous loss of life during both World Wars. Each of these immense memorials only hold thousands of graves. I cannot begin to imagine what a memorial to the millions of casualties during these wars would even look like.
On day 5 of our trip, we were faced with some very cold and rainy weather as we visited the D-Day landing site, Omaha Beach in Normandy. We were lucky enough to see Le Brave's memorial statue located on the shores of Omaha Beach that commemorates the fallen American soldiers of World War II. The memorial represents three elements, the wings of hope, freedom, and the wings of fraternity. It was an incredibly moving memorial to see, and we were all very grateful that we got the opportunity to do so. That day, we also went to the 360-degree cinema that showed footage of the D-Day landings themselves. The film depicted the conditions the brave soldiers were faced with, both crossing the English Channel during a storm, as well as the immense danger of landing under fire of the German army and how quickly many of the men fell. Additionally, from the museum, we were given the opportunity to view artifacts such as uniforms of the soldiers who participated. We also saw a video and diorama of the harbour constructed under enemy fire on Omaha Beach. It was fascinating to learn how the harbour had to be built in England and then transported across the English Channel and reassembled in France while the Germans tried to stop them. It was the first time this had ever been attempted, and had it not been successful, the Allies would never have been able to transport their tanks and resources into France and proceed with their attack. Throughout the entire day, we were faced with an overwhelming sense of remorse and appreciation towards the soldiers who fought and lost their lives so nobly on Omaha Beach.
During our stay in Normandy, the entire group had an opportunity to visit the German battery at Longsemer near Bayeux. This site contains a well-preserved group of concrete bunkers built and used by Germany during World War II. These structures look out onto the D-Day landing beaches of Golden Omaha and were part of the German Coastal Defence Battery, also known as the Atlantic Wall, set up along the western coast of Europe. These batteries still contain the original long-range machine guns used by Germans and are open for anyone to enter. The bunkers have extremely thick concrete walls and are surrounded by large mounds of earth, a feature that made them almost impenetrable to opposing Allied troops. Additionally, students on the trip studying history, such as myself, were able to visit another World War II German bunker on a day trip to the seaside town of Fécamp. Our small group climbed up a historic trail up the top of a cliff that looks out onto the Atlantic Ocean, and were able to see the remains of both a German battery, similar to the ones on the first site, as well as a fork-shaped concrete base embedded into the earth. Going inside these bunkers and being that close to one of the darkest moments in history was an extremely confronting experience. We were able to stand in the bunkers and look out onto the D-Day landing beaches, sharing the same view as German soldiers on the 6th of June 1944, something impossible to replicate through words or photographs. It's experiences such as this that allow us to truly connect to history, the history you learn in classrooms, as well as to understand and process the devastating loss of life that occurred during World War II.
During one of our most busy days on the trip, we visited the Sir Monash Centre, an interactive war museum located underneath the Australian National Memorial in Villers-Bretonneux. The Sir John Monash Centre uses an app on your phone to go around the museum and listen to information about important and informative historical items and watch videos about all aspects of Australians in the war. With lots of the displays, there are several subsections you could choose to listen to if you wanted to learn further about an aspect, as well as quotes and more from people who experienced the war. It was fascinating to learn about the more intimate details of what happened to the soldiers during the time in the trenches and what they did when they weren't on the front. The museum also covers important but not often covered parts of Australia's history, such as the fates of Australian soldiers after they left the war and how the war affected Australians long after its end, as well as the stories of wives, children, parents of soldiers, and the doctors and nurses who risked their lives to save others. It was moving to see the stories that are sometimes forgotten or overlooked being recognised as part of Australian history. The trip in all was great and helped us all in gaining more of an understanding and appreciation of the significance of Anzac Day.